Dog sledding is a bit of an institution in Canada. You can do it in the winter on snow or in the summer in a wheeled sled. Bart Demarie is from Sundog Sledding Excursions in Saskatchewan, Canada.
Dog sledding actually has a very, very ancient history, actually. It started off basically with the native people here using the dogs in the wintertime for transport, or also in the summertime just to carry some packages when they were still nomads traveling from one point to another point. Slowly but gradually, when we're thinking about the gold rush, those dogs were just worth as much as a house, basically, because that was the only way to transport them from the remote mines to the city. So they were transporting gold, gear, or mail, or anything you can think of, because with the deep snow over there, horses or trains wouldn't be able to travel out there. So that's actually basically the history behind sled dogs. And it's been evolved into a sport like we are doing now, or a tourist business, or still people use it for trapping. Natives or just people like us just use it for trapping as well.
And we're actually doing this in the summer when there's no snow on the ground. So how does that work?
Well, for us, we're training on a quad four-wheel vehicle that we actually use, an ATV that we use actually where the dogs are hooked in front of us. And actually, instead of pulling the sled, they're pulling the quad. That's actually what we call a primary muscle training before they get actually into the winter. So that's how we keep them in shape in the summertime.
Do you think they like doing this?
Well, we are definitely not forcing them. So if they wouldn't like it, they would just lay down and do nothing like any other pet dog.
I mean, it seemed to me as you were hooking them up to the cart that some of them were just gagging to go. Do they really love it that much?
It's the only thing maybe they know, but it's the thing they like to do. Like I said, we don't force them to run. It's in their blood. It's in their genes. They just feel that little bit of tension in their harness and they just automatically pull.
How do you work out the weight ratio? In other words, the weight that you've got on the cart in relation to the number of dogs that need to pull that?
Basically, people always underestimate the power of a dog as first. And secondly, the weight actually they pull has not much influence on a level terrain. If you have wheels or a sled, it's going to make some difference, but not a heck of a lot. Like, I can pull 500 kilograms with just a couple of sled dogs if they want to. It only matters basically when you actually go uphill. Then you need more dogs if you carry more weight. But basically on a flat level, you can take as low as 4 to 6 dogs.
Now you've taken 8 dogs out now. What about the rest of them that are sitting here? What are they going to do today?
Today, probably we're going to switch over a couple more to the next cart run and the others just get a day off. So we try to switch and let them run frequently. But there might be a couple here that are actually already retired or are too young, like puppies that are not a year old. We are not taking them out for serious cart runs yet. They don't have the discipline yet. And also, it's too early. It would be like putting your kid at the steering wheel. Or the older dogs are just getting too old for it and they just enjoy their retirement here in the sun.
What sort of care do these dogs need to actually be fit enough to do this?
Those kind of dogs get a special food. It's a high fat, high protein diet that they get. It's not something you really buy in the store for your pet. The reason why is because they are burning so much energy. They're always staying outside. So in the wintertime at minus 40, they're also outside. So in order to be able to handle that kind of weather, they handle a lot of influence from the weather. So they need that fat and that protein, that energy, in order to keep their weight and to stay healthy.
And how long is a dog at the right age to do this kind of sledding?
Anywhere from a year and a half to whenever we see that they need the retirement. Like some dogs can handle up to 12, 13 years old, 14 maybe, and some dogs can handle it till they're 8.
And how much are these working dogs versus pets?
They're actually both. They're both your pet and you're working with them. One cannot exist with the other. If he's not your friend, then you're never going to be able to get a performance out of him. So in the first place, they have to be your friend in order to perform. And it's the performance they put out every day is that friendship they just recognize day by day.
And do some of the dogs like running with other dogs and some of them is like, oh, not running next to him?
Yes. We have dog fights all the time. That's why you see actually why they are on the chain. There are a couple reasons for it. The chain is to make sure that they are separate from each other, because otherwise you're going to have a dog fight with 30, 40, 50 dogs in the kennel. It's going to make a big mess. And second of all, yeah, you don't want to have accidental breedings and all that. But yeah, some dogs don't like other dogs and then we just make sure that we don't put those kind of dogs next to each other.
That's Bart Demarie from Sundog Sledding Excursions in Saskatchewan, Canada. For more information, see sundogs.sk.ca.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.